Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
NORAD jets intercept joint Russian-Chinese bomber flight near Alaska. Both the bombers were nuclear weapon-capable bombers. At the same time, Global Times, this is the official in English version of the Chinese Communist Party, China urges U.S. to abandon, quote, nuclear sharing, end quote, and cease deployment of missiles in the Asia-Pacific. And then we move to Newsweek, the headline. China ordering speeding up of nuclear force buildup. The General Secretary wants it to go faster. And finally, we come to the moment of the week that looks peaceful. This is an announcement of the preparatory committee meeting in Geneva, Switzerland, looking to draw up ambitions for the 2026 scheduled review conference of the Non-Proliferation Treaty. These dots all don't connect, which is why I need help. Henry Sokolsky, the executive director of the Non-Proliferation Policy Education Center, is here to help me understand this. Either this is a diplomatic dance that's meant to just wear everybody down, or it's going somewhere. Henry, a very good evening to you. The bombers fly, we intercept. At the same time, she says, go faster. And China says they want the U.S. to slow down our deployment. And now we have something preparing for 2026. Where's this headed? Good evening to you, Henry.
Good evening. It's always a pleasure to be on your show. Where this is going is China knows how to use diplomacy offensively. I am not convinced we yet have taken on their challenge. And the peace offensive is to use the NPT, which is going to have a five-year review in early 2026, and the preparatory meetings, to hound the West and the United States on any actions they might take in response to the Chinese nuclear buildup. That would include putting missiles that are non-nuclear, for that matter, in Japan, possibly doing exercises more vigorously with dual-capable aircraft that could drop nuclear weapons with these countries, entertaining at all redeployment of nuclear weapons, which you and I have discussed previously. They are also putting out a draft treaty this week to prevent first use of nuclear weapons, even though their forces are being built up, according to a very senior State Department official who spoke yesterday at the Carnegie, in a fashion that looks like they want to be able to be capable of making a first strike. So what they're hoping for is that we won't notice that they're giving hypocrisy a really bad name, and that we will listen to the peace overtures and somehow ignore their nuclear misbehavior.
Is it a fact that China is building faster and more threatening nuclear forces? Is that an established fact?
We have the Pentagon's annual, I call it the China military power volume, it has a more complicated name, on record for the last 3 years saying exactly that. Even the State Department and Energy Department officials publicly say that. People who previously were arms control advocates and still are admit this. So I think the short answer is, you betcha.
Vladimir Putin has been outspoken about nuclear weapons, strategic forces, that's a euphemism, since the beginning of the Ukraine war. Now that we have evidence of nuclear-capable bombers flying a sortie together off of Alaska, can we presume that China now joins in with Mr. Putin by saying, by the way, we have nuclear forces, don't make a bad move? China would be looking at Taiwan when it said that.
China has fewer nuclear weapons than Russia. It has fewer nuclear weapons than the United States. But if it's in bed, figuratively, with Russia, it has more than the United States. And that may explain, in part, why they are so enthusiastic about closing their relations and firming them with Russia. It also explains why they're apoplectic about the prospect of us threatening to fortify our nuclear guarantees with Japan and South Korea, and for that matter, in the case of Russia, Poland and NATO. But they still need to close the gap. And what they're doing, and this is also extremely cynical with regard to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which calls for sharing nuclear technology peaceful, that's inspected, they're using those facilities to make tritium, highly enriched uranium and plutonium to help them get those bombs sooner. We have yet to really call them on all of this. We still have a nuclear cooperative agreement with China, and for that matter, with Russia as well. You can't make this stuff up.
The Chinese Global Times says that we're deploying nuclear weapons in the Asia-Pacific region. Is that accurate? To my knowledge, this is news to me.
Well, they are concerned about what we're doing on U.S. territory. It's called Guam. They're concerned about what we're planning to do with a nuclear submarine program with Australia that would not carry nuclear weapons. They're concerned about exercises that we have been doing for decades with Japan and South Korea to show that we're serious about guaranteeing their security with nuclear capable systems. They're concerned that we are going to have a submarine that will have a small nuclear weapon on top of a cruise missile because it might be aimed at them. But are we deploying more nuclear weapons to Asia? No.
And when they ask us to stop sharing, does that include forward deploying? Is that what they're talking about?
I think it goes much further. They don't want us to have non-nuclear systems that could conceivably carry nuclear weapons on them. They're concerned about us doing joint exercises of any sort that would involve U.S. systems that were dual capable and capable of having nuclear weapons on it. They are opposed to us planning to have a joint nuclear submarine program with Australia for a submarine that wouldn't carry nuclear weapons.
Russia,
anything that looks like we are projecting force and are keeping our alliances together, they call illicit nuclear activity.
Russia put nuclear weapons in Belarus. We have not put nuclear weapons in South Korea. That's a fact.
Right.
And North Korea boasts of its nuclear weapons. This is not an even playing field. Dr. Henry Sikorsky is the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. Nonproliferation Treaty is now in the preparatory stage for the big meeting in 2026. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bauer.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.